Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
The next disruptor that we have that will be gracing the stage, and which is the next voice we'll be hearing, is no other person than Pastor Adirunke Ajayi. And before she comes here on stage, we'd like to read her profile and citation. Pastor Adirunke Adiranti Ajayi is a passionate minister of the gospel and co-pioneer of Kingdom Embassy Church, where she has spent over 25 years mentoring and discipling individuals to live victoriously, purpose-driven lives in Christ. Known for her leadership, wisdom, and dynamic teaching, she has become a trusted voice in love, relationship, marriage, purposeful living, and entrepreneurship, especially amongst young people. Her ministry is rooted in empowering world-class leaders who will reconcile their world to Christ.
With a strong academic foundation, including degrees in fisheries, business and public administration, theology, leadership, and integrative health, Pastor Adirunke also exemplifies entrepreneur excellence. She co-founded multiple ventures such as Feet Charis International Schools and Eternal Beauty and Wellness Limited, and leads a faith-based initiative through the Adirunke Foundation to support abused or underprivileged women. A prolific author and speaker, she continues to impact lives through conferences, books, and community outreach alongside her husband, Pastor Olamide Ajayi, and their three children, affectionately called God's General.
Ladies and gentlemen, MIC, with a resounding round of applause and a standing ovation, please join us as we make welcome to the stage,
Pastor Adirunke Ajayi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that was for me, is too much. I want you to do something for Jesus. Can you give him a shout? Can you give him a scream? Can you do a rejoicing? I can't see the excitement. I want you to jump, to scream, to shout, to clap, to thank God that you are alive. Give it on to him. When you clap for Jesus, you do it high above your head, because he's the highest, he's the greatest, he's the best of the best. Father, we give you praise this day. Jehovah, we pay obeisance to you. King of glory, we exalt you. Father, we magnify you. Without you, there is no us. We exist because of you. We return all the glory to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I come into this meeting in the name of the Lord. I come under the influence of the Spirit of God. I come under the power of the living God. I come to speak like one that is sent and not having sent herself. Spirit of God, I pray that you will take over this moment in the name of Jesus. Let one word do a million miracles in the lives of the hearers today, in the name of Jesus. As we have come to feast at your table, Jehovah, we pray that you feed us till we want no more, in the name of Jesus. I pray that Jesus be glorified in this place. Let the lives of your people be edified, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, sweet Father. At the end of this meeting, let us be glad that we came. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. If you are there with me, say a better amen. Amen. If you are still there with me, say a believing amen. Amen. So before you take your seat now, you go and greet 2-3 people. Tell them and greet them warmly. Say, welcome to church. I believe this is the house of God. Can you quickly do that? Don't look at me. Look at your neighbor. Say, my sister, my brother, I welcome you in the name of the Lord. Welcome into God's presence. Welcome to church. Welcome to God. Some people are still standing. I can see people over there. Can you shake somebody? Can you shake somebody? Can you greet somebody? Say, welcome to church. Hallelujah. I want to welcome myself also. Thank you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I want to thank the set man and set woman over there, this assignment. Thank you for bringing us here and creating this platform. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I also want to thank my husband, coincidentally and by divine privilege. He happens to be available today. We usually minister together. Let me celebrate Pastor Lamide Adetola Ajayi. Is that how you do it? If you should tell me to leave here now, I will leave. Oh, help me celebrate him. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. I also want to thank the protocol that came with me. The Lord bless them all in Jesus' name. I appreciate everybody in this house that is putting this together. This is beautiful. I pray that the Lord will enhance you more and more in Jesus' name. Particularly, I want to appreciate Temi Tokbe. She just kept calling. I think she's part of the organizers at the back end. We appreciate every one of you and every other person that is supporting to lift the hand of the servants of God in this house, lifting them up. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will favor you. Now I want to greet you in particular, because without you, there is no church. When you spell the word church, C-H-U-R-C-H, and you remove the U, what do you, oh yeah, somebody help me. What do you have? So you are important to Jesus. That's why we are here. Can you celebrate Jesus that you made it? Hallelujah. People don't know how to celebrate themselves. I think they want to be humble. It's a false humility. I want you to celebrate God in your own particular life. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, quickly to get into what we have today, my time is really running fast. So I will just do what I can do in the ambient of time that is allotted to me. Now, when this invite came, usually I would just take time to pray. God, anywhere God doesn't want me to appear, I don't go there. So he told me to come here. I've never met this church before. I didn't know anything about them. So when they kept calling, I said, okay, fine. Holy Spirit, what will you have us do with these people? And he said, go. So I'm here on the mandate of Jesus. And for him to have sent me here, I know that he has something beautiful he wants to do in your life. And he's going to start again today in the name of Jesus. So the topic that has been given to me, I think they gave me two letters. First they gave me one, second they gave me second one. So I'll stick to the second one that talks about profiting with purpose. I think that's the one we just do today. And they put a caveat to it. They say preaching without word preaching. That's what they gave to me. And I believe that means preaching the gospel, not just verbally. Letting your life, your values, the things you do, the way you behave, also preach the gospel. I usually say one of the things that is in large demand in our time now is character evangelism. Behavioral evangelism, value evangelism. Now, people of this world are tired of religion. Hallelujah. They are doing what? They are tired. They are looking for the true sons and daughters of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you and I need to make up our mind, wake up to be those vessels that will carry his glory and also manifest his glory. So today, by the grace of God, I'll be talking about four things quickly because of the time that has been given to me. I know that most of us here are students of the scripture. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us that God gives power to make wealth. Hallelujah. To establish his covenant to us and to even from our forefathers. I read a second scripture in Luke 19 verse 13. Jesus said to his disciples, Bible says he called them and gave them, called 10 of his servants. And he delivered to them 10 minors, talking about talent, and said to them, he said, do business till I come. Somebody said, do business till I come. That was an express instruction of Jesus. And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, I want to lay this foundation so that we can fly. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus told his disciples when he was supposed to leave this earth. And he said to them, Don't just go and start preaching. Now that he was about to leave the earth, he said, tarry in Jerusalem. What will happen there? In verse 8, he said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. All these places you are talking about, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the earth, they are places of businesses. There are places where people are occupying. There are places where enterprises are occupying. Jesus said, go and be witnesses to me there. And you are going to be able to do this witness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So enough of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives just making us to speak in tongues in church alone. Enough of empty religion. Enough of religion that doesn't carry the power of God. The business environment is an environment where cruelty and darkness and wickedness is situated. So you can't go there and thrive if you are not a genuine son or daughter of God. Hallelujah. So those are the things we want to talk about today. And his ability in us is strong enough to deliver. People are looking for some. Scripture says the whole earth is doing what? Waiting, groaning, earnestly waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. I usually say to people, and I say here again, there are destinies that are attached to your own particular destiny. There are souls, millions of them, billions of them, all over the globe, waiting for your manifestation. So when will you arise? That's why you cannot continue in your old way of life any longer. That's why you cannot just be tired, satisfied by sitting in a corner any longer. I usually say to people that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we received is not just for us. It's also for you, for us to use it to evangelize our world. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 2:20, scripture says, but you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Somebody say, I have the unction of God. Oh, somebody shout and say, I have the Spirit of God. If you are sure you are a child of God, shout and say, I have the life of God. One of my favorite songs is a song from that statement. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. Sorry, I'm not a choir. I have the Spirit of the Son of God. I have it. Sing it if you know it. Listen to me. I came from the Islamic faith. And I cannot stop. And I went to Quranic school for many years. I cannot stop thanking God that I came in contact with the living Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about religion. Let's not disrupt salvation and sum it up in religion. If religion can save a people, religion should have saved us. Jesus knew that would not work. So he came to take your place on the cross of Calvary, to take my place on the cross of Calvary, so that we can be liberated. If you don't belong to Jesus, the things you are talking about now, it's difficult for you to do. So you need to come to this side. I've been on the other side. In fact, I've been on many sides. But I can tell you this side as a witness, this is the sweetest, this is the best, this is the most glorious, this is the most eternal, this is the most colorful. If you are saved, I want you to celebrate Jesus. I'm going to be 50 years next month by the grace of God. And I'm doing a book. I'm working on my book. I call it I Testify. And in that book, maybe I'll send it to Pastor. I was talking about diverse encounters that Jesus showed me to show that he's not a religious person. When I minister to Muslims and I ask them, are you a Christian or a Muslim? They say, I'm a Muslim. I said, fine. Thank God Jesus too is not a Christian. Is Jesus a Christian? Was he a Christian? Is the followers of Jesus they call Christian? Jesus himself wasn't a Christian. He's still not a Christian. He's Christ himself. He's the life of God himself. He's the glory of God himself. He's the spirit of just make perfect himself. He's the fourth man in our fire himself. So the word is beyond what you believe and rejoice about. It's about the confidence assurance that we have in him that we project to our world. So for us to be able to do businesses, how many of us are involved in business? Every one of us should be. Even the work of the kingdom must be approached with a business sense. Hallelujah. A minister of God said, and I agree, that just about 5% or less than 10% of the body of Christ will be involved in pulpit ministry, five-fold pulpit ministry. So what happened to about 90 or so thereabout? We must go and occupy the marketplaces in our schools, in our community, in the environment, in the sports sector, in the medicine sector, in the agricultural sector, in the entertainment sector. God is looking for sons and daughters that will take his glory to all those places. So how do we do it? A season of our life, of my own life in particular, and that of my husband, we decide to sit down. That what do we call our core value as a person and as a people? So we came up with something. I'm going to just share with you briefly. Somebody say side. S-I-D-E. Ask somebody, are you on the Lord's side? Ask another person, are you sure you're on the Lord's side? Please help me preach it to that person. Say, please come on the Lord's side. Tell that person again, say, come to the Lord's side. Tell that person is the sweetest side. Tell another person, say, is the eternal side. Tell another person is the most blessed side. Tell another person is the most righteous side. Tell that person is another is the most prosperous side. If you believe that, put your hands together for Jesus. So when we give our life to Jesus, Jesus has called us to serve. He has saved us to serve. Either in the church, you could be called to serve at anywhere. Some are called to serve in the church. Some are called to serve in the business sector, like we have said. Some are in the family. Some are in other sphere of life, in your career, in your vocation, in your communities, in your localities. You've been called by God to serve. So I call that marketplace Christianity. The darkness that is existing in the business field is too much, so much, that is calling for our light. So we cannot go there again and be conformed. Jesus said in Matthew 5, he said, when believers lose their salt, they are no longer useful for anything, but for it to be what? Trampled upon. When a believer lose their light, what will now happen? Darkness is everywhere. He said, ye are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Time will not permit me to talk about the two differences in those two, but let's stay on side. So the first quality that you will need to operate in this dimension of being a spirit-filled vessel in the marketplace and even in all spheres of life. Number one, somebody shout spirituality. Oh, you will shout though. Shout spirituality. Oh, I thought you were screaming spirituality. In Romans 8 verse 6, the scripture says, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? It's life and peace. So you want to be a vessel that God can use for your generation. You want to do business and make profit. You got to be spiritual. Hallelujah. He has told us in Deuteronomy 8:18 that he gives power to make wealth. Hallelujah. Scripture confirms again and again that God takes delight in the prosperity of his servant. So whatever business you are doing, what, maybe you are a makeup artist, you are a fashion designer, you are an IT guru, you are a medical person, whatever it is, you are, or a pastor, or a business person, God has called us onto spirituality. There was so much religion in the time of Jesus, but he came and he disrupted the norms. He changed the natural order. He brought in the supernatural into the natural space. So you have to live the life of Christ. When you give your life to Jesus, you didn't just receive a recitation. You receive a person. You receive the life of God. You receive God inside you by himself. Hallelujah. So in that Romans 8:6, he said to be carnally minded is what? Death. He said to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What does that mean? A life that is governed, controlled, ruled, move about by sin, by religion, by unrighteousness, by immorality, That's carnality. All those things, he said he will lead to death. So we live in days and time and generation whereby a lot of people want to hold Jesus on one hand and hold sin on the other hand. It's not going to work. Jesus wants 100%. All of you, he must take everything. So you better throw in the towel. And the devil knows this. Because when you get to the spiritual space in the marketplace, that is the only language that the devil understands. Every other language, the devil doesn't understand it. That's why there are so many empty tongues, empty Christians, parallel Christians in the business field. That will no longer define you. I said that will no longer describe you. The people you are competing, I hope you know that the business world is a competitive world. I hope you know that. The business you want, the profit you want, the capital share you want, some other people want it. And some of them are so neck deep in the works of darkness that they are willing to kill and maim to get it. Praise the Lord. All my life with my husband, we don't earn salaries. We pay salaries through businesses that we do. Help me clap for Jesus. We were running a business many years ago in Ebeda. My first degree was marine biology and fisheries. And so I finished, I decided to do something like cold room. I wanted a very big cold room. So we started with a big shop. If you entered our shop that time, the shop had special windows. You know when you get to market, fishes are smelling, chicken. I said, I didn't want that. Everywhere where what was well done. If I can get to that, I'll touch that. But let me share this testimony all the way. All the same. So everywhere was clean. He had a special window, special fan. We're making phone calls there. Pastor, if you entered, people started coming to that shop just because of the way we arranged it. And what were we selling? Recharge card and fish. They left all the market people. They would come to our shop. Hallelujah. One day we got to shop in the morning. We met fresh people on Monday morning. The business world is a spiritual world. So if you say you are born again, you better be born again, Gogo. Tell your neighbor, be born again, Gogo. Don't be born again, Wuru Wuru. And we called people, say, who put this thing here? They said, they didn't know. We carried it, we went there, myself and my husband, we stretched our hand. There was no anointing, or you better become the anointed one. There was no Bible to use to cast and buy, but you better carry the Bible in your spirit. Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart of my mouth. I shall do what? Meditate on it day and night. Joshua 1:8 says, so that I can be able to make my way prosperous and I'll have good success. The spirit of God in us cooperated with the spirit of our human person, and we began to declare, decree. We carry the poop away and we threw it away. What happened? The testimony follows. The kind of beautiful sales we've not done before, we started selling them. Somebody celebrate Jesus. When you are selling edible food, even if your product is not edible, and they put poo-poo there, do you need to be a prophet or to go to school of sons of prophet to know that that was talking about stench? That business will become a stench? If we were not filled with the Spirit of God, their evil power would have caught up on us. From today, I stand on this exalted pulpit and I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever power has held your business, your career, your endeavor, your vocation bound, today, Holy Ghost fire, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Many years ago, too, in our former house where we're living, all these things are around Ebeda to Igondu. So I'm not talking of America. We came back from church early morning one day, and when we got to the house, we met sacrifice. Somebody said sacrifice. And Yoruba man pe yen lebo. They put cowrie, put palm oil, put... Is it all over this community? Anybody that traveled on an evil journey, carrying evil sacrifice for you, or your business, or your marriage, or your finances, or your health, what are we going to say? Back to sender. We made that sacrifice in the front of our house. The only thing we were to do is either you cross it to enter your house, or you carry it away, or you go and look for another house. Those were the three options. So we call one Baba living close to us. Say, Baba, so. Who put it there? I don't know. You know, I told you, it's not, you better become the anointed one. No anointing, nothing. Anointing oil. We began to pray in tongues in that place. Maybe we just went to contact fire from vigil. Whoever did this thing, let it return back to their head. And we carried the thing away. I don't know what it was meant to do. We threw it away. It wasn't long. We moved from that small apartment to a mighty giant apartment. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Whatever the devil has done against your life for evil, may God turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. Now, I said those things to say these things. Spirituality is where the power of God resides. And you better stop playing church. Now, when we come to church, we come under corporate grace. You better carry your personal grace. So that when you leave church, the corporate grace that you have contacted will work with your personal grace. Personal grace of fellowshipping with God every day, studying your Bible every day, reading the Word of God every day, receiving the Word of God for your spirit man every day. Don't be moved by technology. I usually say to people, you can download things from anywhere, but you can't download the Holy Spirit though. You can't download the power of God. You must stay and tarry at His presence. So to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You want to excel in the business field, in the business world, sister, please be spiritual. To be spiritual means to be led by the Spirit of God. Scripture says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Galatians 5:16 also tells us, he said, if we walk in the Spirit so that we don't what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Do you know the thing? As I leave this point, the devil knows God's children. God knows his own too. So you can't deceive both parties. So if you deceive pastor in church, or you deceive brethren in church, when you get to the space outside, you can't deceive the devil. That was what happened to the sons of Sceva. They said, I command you in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. What did the demon do? He said, you are an historian. Say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. You. Let me ask your neighbor, say, who are you? Hallelujah. You must know that you are a child of God. You must know that you are blood bought. You must know that the glory of God is upon you. You must know that sin does not have dominion over you again. You must know that the life of sin has been crucified with Christ. Scripture says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that live it. The life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. That is how to be spiritual. That we are spiritual, we go gently on our way. The devil that comes around us, Holy Ghost makes them to roast under fire. Anybody that attempt to attack you in righteousness, they will die your death. I thought we say amen. Amen. They will fall your fall. I thought we say amen. Amen. So sacrifices, powers of the devil don't conquer people who are spiritual. We need that in the business space. We need that in the family space. We need that also in the church place. Our previous church, do you know they carried juju against us? Say, these people, they are causing too much problem. In this community, to anybody that is causing problem for you, God will send them far away from you. Oluwaran Onisha, in the name of Jesus. They carry 3L to come and stone against our church. So a church too must carry the power of God. One day we were having vigil, I saw one evil afar facing our church and was whispering things, saying some incantation against the church. And people called me to come and see him. I said, leave him. Abba Jesule. Is that not what that woman said? And he can it over, do you come in? The second one called. And he can it over the mommy. Why? Because. So who is he working with? I work with God. Work with God. Work with God. Three of them. We'll come back to that song later. You better get back in God. When you are a true child of God, if the trumpets should sound today, will you be rapturable? That's the backing we are talking about. Live your life every day as if it will be the last one. I took time on that one because that's the bedrock. When you carry the power of God, the presence of God, the devil is a bad devil. He doesn't get tired. He will move about. But concerning you, he will be failing. Concerning your enterprises, he will be failing. Number two factor, those are the values. In our school, we preach it on our head. As a school, we don't cheat. That's taking me to number two, Christian value. Christ's value is integrity. I said we are talking about side. I will just rush through it. First, spirituality. Second is integrity. Hallelujah. Integrity in timing, being prompt to work, prompt to businesses, prompt to do your assignment. Integrity in morality, in purity, integrity in association. Hallelujah. Integrity in every space. Jesus told us in Matthew 5 verse 37, he said, let your yes be what? Yes. And let your no be no. He said, every other thing is from the devil. We live in a generation whereby people, when they say yes, you go and look at the sky when they say good morning. You ask them, is it morning? They say good morning, yes. You have to check the sky to be sure it's morning or night. When you live like that, you are living like a dual Christian. And duality does not carry the power of God. You are here, you are there. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you are not hot, neither hot nor cold, he said he will spew such people out of his mouth. Walk in integrity. What is the meaning of integrity? Integrity means the greatest degree, the highest degree of truthfulness. Be truthful. Be truthful. Be truthful. Be honest. Highest degree of truthfulness of honesty is integrity. Integrity is a scarce commodity in our time and space. But when you carry the Spirit of God that makes you to walk in integrity at all times, blessings of God will follow you. And the power of God will also be available to you. Mediocrity is in high demand in our community. No longer will you supply it. You didn't hear me. I said mediocrity is in high demand. I said no longer will you supply mediocrity. So we have been called to live a life of integrity. These are the things that makes us Christians. We live in times where people are now afraid to do business with Christians. Say, is he a Christian? I say, no, I don't want to do anything. It shouldn't be. Our word should be our bond. When you say yes, you must mean yes. In your business practice, it is yes. We run that in our organization. When we say we'll do this, we'll do it. Our customers know. People that are patronizing us, they know. In the church, they know. In the community where we live, they know. Let people know you for righteousness. So another shape of righteousness is called integrity. When you give jobs or people give jobs to you, you have given them 2 weeks that you will deliver. Make sure that your 2 weeks does not become 2 months. Does not become 3 months. Work in integrity. Plan yourself. Plan your schedule. Maybe to be able to fulfill that. The Lord will grant us wisdom in Jesus' name. Integrity also is about using right standards, right quality, right measurements in delivering your services. Hallelujah. I was talking to a lady recently who said she is a Christian. We bought some fabric for an event, and one yard was supposed to be 36 inches. And when we measured, we were meeting 33, 34, and I called her, I said, madam, why is your own 30 something? And it's not up to 36. He said, that's our own standard. I said, you are a thief. And you are a cheat. And you say you are a Christian. You know, it's funny, we laugh. But we may have people here too that do that. You sell things for people, maybe bag of rice. I'm using petty things so that we can apply it to bigger things. Let them know your standard. The one you will sell is what you will sell. When you go to market, they will say, walai, talai. I didn't buy it like that. When they use that line for me, I say, leave walai and talai alone. This is how much I want to sell. Say the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know when you carry the power of God and you walk in integrity, you can situate your business beside a competitor that is collecting lower amounts and you are charging times two, times three, and people will choose to come to your own and not go to their own. It's called integrity. My first book I did many years back And it, you know, integrity talks about quality. So I have a friend who lives abroad. So I just went to one picture man beside my former church. And I did the snapping of the picture. And everything was shot fine to me. And we put it on the book. Very powerful book. Test Your Word Level. I was calling it, that was the name of the book. I did it Genesis to Revelation, how to improve in the Word of God and all that. So the man took it to the UK. The man had worked with me as an assistant pastor in our previous church. And he said, Pastor Ronke, this book is fantastic. I've read it, I've gone through it, it's beautiful. But this picture you put on it, it's not making people to buy it. Because unfortunately for me, I didn't know that I wasn't dealing with people that know that are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. People that will buy the book may not necessarily know God or be filled with the Holy Spirit. So they must have an initial positive thing that attracts them. So the man told me, and I humble myself. Somebody say, humble yourself. Shout it and say, humble yourself. Amen. And I said, sir, what should I do? He said, look for a very good photographer who is excellent oriented. Go and take another picture when you want to do your next book. So I took to his counsel. He was a junior staff. Listen to me as a leader. God didn't give you everything. You can learn from junior people. So he told me that, and he was even older. He's older than me. But he was having that space and was telling me. So when I was going to do my second book, and I called, I found out, and they told me a particular photographer. That one told me to bring 5 cloths to the studio. I said, what? Am I doing wedding? He said, no, you need to take many pictures, then we'll pick the best. I obeyed. Took my 5 clothes, took my shoe, took my everything. God dear, I said, but I'm tired. He said, no, mama, you can't be tired. Let's do a second one. Let's do a third one. To cut the long story short, by the time we were done with the picture, even me, I couldn't recognize me. I said, where is the author? Where am I? They did my makeup, did my hair, styled my hair. It's me that made my hair for my house. They restyled it, did everything. When I put that picture, we now pick 3. I picked the best of the 3. We put it on the second book. That book showed like fire. Somebody say fire. What helped it? Number book was already spiritual. What helped that book? Number 2, I sold the book in pounds. Can you smell it? Can you smell it? When some people had pounds, their eyes were bulging like this. Say, ah. But look at the processes I had to go through. Integrity also talks about high quality. Good quality. So what are the services you are providing? Put them in good quality. Maintain high standard. Do it very well. Be truthful in measuring your standard. Because of time, I will jump to, there are many testimonies, maybe during question and answer. Number 3 is diligent factor. Be diligent. Christians are not to be lazy. Hallelujah. Bible says Jesus Christ worked for God worked for 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested. Many Christians, they are resting for 6 days, and they are working on the 7th day. Which Bible are you reading? Who are you looking like? If God had created the heavens and the earth, he needed not to work. But he worked. Tell somebody, please work hard. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 22 verse 29, it says, see that a man that is diligent in his business, he will do what? He will stand before and not. So add work and smart work to what you're doing. Be diligent. I run, myself and my husband, we run a number of companies. When we are running it, you will think we are more Igbo. People have told me, they say, madam, you look like Igbo. I said, there is no trace of one Igbo blood in my blood. One woman in the market was fighting me. She said, no, ask your mommy. We'll get back to you. You look like Igbo. See, maybe Jesus was not Igbo, but he was hardworking. Where do we see, made laziness to be synonymous with faith? They are not the same. Scripture, I think it's James 2:17. He said, faith without works is dead. Being alone. So please be hardworking. Let me tell your neighbor, say you have slept enough now. Proverbs, it tells us, says, here die a man. A little sleep, a little folding of the hand. What will happen? Oh, poverty, my heat, like a big slam. Hallelujah. Let's be diligent. Let's work hard. Let's do our work well. Jesus too told us in John 5:17, he said, it also the Father is working, it too is working. To buy your letter of Fijo. Oh, Fijo Jesu now. If you're a lazy person, who do you use that to resemble or to emulate? Please be hard working. When we started our first school, it was a non-tuition school for less privilege. So we had children who can come to the school, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, who had never been to school. I can read, I can write. It was a free school. It's not as if we are dead. Our first school is still alive. Let me celebrate Jesus. The school is 12 years. Celebrate Jesus. But I didn't do it as if it was a free school. It was a call and assignment God gave us and our family. And we were diligent at it. So I wanted these children to read fast. We didn't have time. So I'll call all the teachers, tell them what to do. I'm telling you how to practice this truth. Possibly you have read this scripture, but the application is what I'm trying to share. So we were at it. I would teach the teachers, the little I know, how to teach them to read. When I go and come back, because I was still running another business, they would have scattered everything. So I began to pray. I began to fast. Father, how do I do this work? How can it be better? How can these children learn? Remember, they are not paying me money. Hallelujah. And I began to do research. Somebody say research. I began to do finding. Somebody say finding. Fortunately, we're in the UK at that time. They had unlimited Wi-Fi. So I began to pray and search. Suddenly, God made me to come across an institution. Multitude Institute. So I sent a mail to them. They sent things to me. How to teach little children how to read. Within 3 years. So I put them together. We got back to Nigeria. That was my first time of doing an online program international. So I did that program. It was very expensive. So I did that program. The program was for 1 year. I'm talking about diligence. See, Christians, you come and be speaking in tongues. Pastor, don't give those people money again. In our church, we help people. We give you fish first time, second time. Third time, we take you to the stream, teach you how to fish. Alewaku now. So we all of us have to be diligent. So I did all those research. God helped me to the glory of God. And 1 year course, I finished it in 1 month. All the material, everything, I just read it, devoured it. Without devouring, I went to go and start program in the classroom. Change their curriculum, change the thing, change this one. Started doing training. And the children started reading. Parents will come, they'll be dancing. They'll be rejoicing. I didn't know God was training me for Fit Carry School. If you Google on your internet, I don't know how it got there. They said we are the best in this environment. Check it. We are one of the best schools. Is that how you will clap? You must be an evangelist for not clapping very well. You know who they call evangelists? People that are envious. So ask your neighbor, are you envious? You can't follow what we are saying and not have proofs. You can't do these things and not have testimonies to show forth. Hallelujah. So after 2 years, God gave us permission to start the Fit Carry School. People bring their children from all over the world to our school. We have nursery, we have primary, we have secondary, we have body. Everywhere. Any amount we say we want to charge is what they pay. It's a good place to clap for Jesus. You see, why you are looking for money is because you are not practicing this truth of the word of God. So with that training now, to the glory of God, on my own personal note, I wanted to perpetuate that result. So I began to pray again, and God gave me divine ideas. Somebody say divine ideas. Because, you know, it was a foreign program. How do we convert it to suit our community? To the glory of God, from that training, God helped me to author 20 books. Somebody say 20 books. Shout now, 20 books. All to the glory of God. So when you come to our school for the early years, I've not been very free to do for other levels. But for nursery 1, nursery 2, KG 1, KG 2, they do 20 subjects. We printed 10 because of cost of those books. Our children do fantastically well at that level. The money is not cheap, oh. When some people can say, yeah. One parent, he took our past books. He was going from every bookshop. He went to a cotton. He went to Ishoshodi. He went to this. He went to that. He couldn't find the book. Where will he find it? Where will he find it? He can't find it because we are the creator. So he now came with some of the books. Said, Mr. Jaya, I don't like what you have done. My child is in this class. I want to go and buy the book. Give us the list of books. I said, in this school is a standard. We don't give you a list of books. Because you don't know what you want to teach. You don't have material. You see, there are local schools around here that will give you a list of books. You'll now be looking for. That's why all the children are the same. I can send you videos, pictures. Because of time, I may not be able to do that. Of our children, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, reading fluently. Doing, you know, we are talking about business. That's why I brought this up. They do courses like geography for nursery classes. Yeah. They do elementary science for nursery classes. They do all manner of, they do botany. They do zoology. If your child that is less than 5 years is talking zoology, they do vertebrates and invertebrates. Will you not pay if I call it 500,000? In fact, I'm even tired of this community. I told my husband, we must go to Lekki and Aja and be collecting for 5 million for those our abogado. Somebody celebrate Jesus. They brought a girl to our school in the college last term. The boy will be 10 years, cannot read. The mommy said we should put him out in GS2. I said, Ma, this child, ordinary, if not for the love of God, I should send this child to primary 4. She started begging me, what can we do? I said, what will happen is, let her stay in primary 1. She said, no. When you carry integrity, when you carry diligence, hard work, smart work, you will call the shot in your field. Because we are not plenty doing what I'm saying. I want us to be plenty. That's why I'm sharing this testimony. May you join us in Jesus' name. The woman said, she don't know, the daddy will not agree. I said, let me talk to the father. If he's a good father, he will listen to the voice of reason. She said, she's too old. I said, what is old? When we get to the space of time in life, in future, we didn't ask our age. Did you ask for my age when I came here? Is it not me that told you by myself? You said, you cannot preach because you are too old. I said, no, let her go through our process. Let her learn it. To cut a long story short, the lady allowed it. We spoke to the father. The man was saying, so, madam, what will you do? I said, leave that one to us. I just told him 2 or 3. Say, are you sure? They've taken that girl to Chrisland. They've taken that girl to all these eyebrow schools in this Alimosho local government. They rejected that girl. When I looked at the girl reading, I told our principal, I said, this one, I know what to do. Let's enroll her. But she will repeat GS1. And I told the mother, you must put her in boarding. I can't be chasing you and her at home. The things we want to do cannot be done at home. So we put the girl in boarding. Put the lesson fee. But you only lost 1.5 million naira. Where we have schools that are paying 15,000 per term. One term, new. One term. It's not two terms. I'm telling you results. Things that will give you permanent results. It's working till tomorrow. It will work for you. I said it will work for you. So I picked a teacher for my nursery class. I said, you, part of your work today, 1 hour every day, be teaching this girl. So we're doing videos of the girl, doing a video, sent to the mother, the progress. We showed her the way the girl was when we met her. The Jesus that we have received is not for play. It's not for nonsense. It's not for religiosity. It's for results. We prayed for the girl, lay hand on the girl, spoke in tongues. After the speaking in tongues, we must get to work. To the glory of God, we did all the things that God helped us to do. Within 3 weeks, somebody said 3 weeks. I still have the video here. Our staff here too have the video. The girl started reading fluently. Somebody clap for Jesus. Fluently. Because I wanted, business is about value. You, when you had 1 million now, your eyes do. 1.5 million, who? But what is the value you are putting on the table? When the woman saw results, she started chatting me. Said, Mr. Jai, I want to bring 3 more so that they can be 4. What are the discounts? I said, we don't do discounts. Hallelujah. The reason why you are afraid that your business will not sell is because you are not partnering with God as a God factor. You are not working in integrity as a child of God. You are not carrying the spirit of diligence as a child. All those things I learned, I didn't learn it in this environment, but it's working. Every good thing God is showing you, strategy, they will work. I said they will work. The final one I'll share so that I can drop my mic. I think my time, okay, maybe they gave me a little more time. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Is what? Somebody shout it, excellence. Can you scream it? Shout it, excellence. You know, I'm a teacher both in church and in the field. Shout it, excellence. We are talking about 3 things. Side, S-I-D-E. S-spirituality, I-intelligence, D-diligence, E-excellence. I want to start by saying there's no level of excellence you cultivate or you have cultivated that you don't get people that will patronize you. Many of us, they have sold dummy to us that when it's expensive, people will not buy it. It's a lie of the devil. Somebody says it's a lie of the devil. I saw it first in a scripture. These are the driving force of my life, of my family, of our church, of our businesses. If you come to our church, you will see side on the wall. If you get to school, you will see side on the wall. I don't need a manual to preach it. It's in my spirit. So the last one, which is the fourth one, is what? Excellence. Somebody say excellence. I read in my own Bible, Genesis 1, verse 31. Bible says, God looked at everything he has created, and God saw that everything was, were what? And that was the evening, and there was morning of the sixth day. Somebody say, very good. Shout it now, very good. Somebody shout, very good. If we serve a very good God, how come we create things or we do things that are not very good? How come you create products that are not very good? How come we churn out services that are not very good? How come we ourselves appear in manners that are not very good? How come we make Jesus look like he made mistakes to die for us? Jesus is very good. God is still very good. He created very good things. Ecclesiastes 9 says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with what? All your might. He said, that's how to be very good. So God is the God of excellence. He created things excellently. I was saying to somebody recently, I said, I was asking if the person have ever wondered that God created things excellently, and he created them and put systems in place. In your organization, you must be so excellent with the things we have said earlier with excellence, and also use it to create system. If I want to stay abroad in 1 year now, we have put system and structures in our businesses, in our ministries, in our organization, that things will run perfectly as if we were there, even though we're not there. It's called excellence. Hallelujah. I told the lady, I said, have you wondered why is it that when it's about to break, the day is about to break, there's nobody that goes there and says, oh yeah, I want to know. And somebody's meaning, come and put on light. Oh, is there anybody like that? And when the night is about to dawn, how come we don't have everybody that says, oh yeah, NEPA, oh yeah, switch, it's time to switch off. God has put systems in place. It's so that excellence can take place. Even in our human body, you sweat when you are hot. Is that not so? Because your excretory systems are working well. Hallelujah. When you want to eat, you feel like eating. Your digestive system are functioning well. Excellence and all this thing we talk about helps us to create systems that will bring perpetual results. I pray as you practice this thing, God will favor you and help you in the name of Jesus. We as a people in our products, in our services, we must add excellence to what we are doing. Do it very well. Behave very well. Talk very well. Respect people. Greet people warmly. That was everywhere I get to. Before people start talking, I'll say greet people warmly. Go and check my messages. It's an excellent culture. You see adults, we know greet. You pass people. You are not an excellent person. What kind of Christian are you? You don't smile. You squeeze face. Are you the only one that has a problem in the world? Be an excellent oriented person. Carry Jesus with delicacy. Let people be attracted to Jesus in your life. Hallelujah. Be a person of excellence. Dress excellently. Don't open your breast. Sisters. Sisters, shout hallelujah. Are you happy or unhappy? Better be happy. Me, am I not beautiful? Every important treasure, you dig before you get them. Don't let them see you easily. Let them come and dobale. I like that Yoruba one. They will prostrate 10 times. Family will prostrate. Oldest man in the village will prostrate. Just to marry one fine lady. Let them do that for you. But they won't do that for you when you see you. They see you. They've seen your breasts. They see your cleavage. They say, oh, let us repent. It's not synonymous with the anointing. The Lord will grant us wisdom in Jesus' name. And brothers, to stop deceiving them that they are beautiful. When you see somebody that is not well-dressed, don't say he's beautiful. Otiparo. Iro is unrighteous. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So let's do things excellently. Let's do it properly. People will pay for it. It's the high degree of doing things well. The final scripture I read, then we'll pray, then I'll be out of here, is Zechariah 8, verse 23. Say, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men we owe to the sketch of one Jew out of the nation. And they will say, take me to your God. May that be you. I said, may that be you. I don't like that. I said, may that be you. May your nations come to God because of you. See, our school is a Christian school because we run Christian curriculum. But a lot of Muslims are coming. They keep coming. They say, we like. I will say, we are Christian. We don't do Quranic. You know. They will say, we like it like that. We like it like that. We like it like that. Is this scripture that is being fulfilled? That unbelievers will come to the brightness of your shining. Jump up on your feet. Quickly, you raise your right hand with me. Just raise it up. Spirit of Jesus, I receive new grace. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I receive new grace to come to the side of the Lord and to stay on the side of the Lord. Are we saying it? Can you shout to me, say, oh Lord? Can you say it after me, say, oh Lord? I want you to shout to me, say, oh Lord, I receive fresh grace to come to the side of the Lord and to stay on the side of the Lord. Oh, you are turning to prayer in the name of Jesus. I will not move away from righteousness. I will not move away from spirituality. I stay in integrity. I stay in diligence. I stay in excellence. I operate by it. Oh, yeah, declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it. I will not leave the side of the Lord. I have chosen Jesus. I will not turn back. I will stay there perpetually. Business will not take me away from God. Money will not take me away from God. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I know that there may be people here that want to say, Lord Jesus, I've not done well in the past. But I want to start afresh. Just put down your own right hand on your forehead. Spirit of God, I can see them. I know you can see them. Put it on your forehead. This was the way I gave my life to Jesus over 30 years ago. Put it on your forehead. Father, I can't touch them, but I pray that you will touch them. Oh, I pray that you will reach out to them. Save them. Deliver them. Please tell God of your sins. Tell him you are sorry. Tell him you want to partner with him henceforth. Spirit of Jesus, as you took me, you take these ones too. You will establish your godly counsel in their lives and use them for your glory. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Put your hands together and we go to three persons. Say, I am on the side of the Lord. Ask that person, what about you? Say, I am on the side of the Lord. What about you?
About you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.